Yes, Master. This was a collaboration with my script demon, and I don't know if I've explained these collaborations before, but the way they work is that I get a script that isn't exactly complete, and then I fill it in with improv. And usually I do like the dirty talk and the actual sexual parts. Those are the parts that I improv that are not usually in the script. And then I also add actions too. So extra parts let you know which actions are happening. Like the script is kind of basic, like screams and ow and stuff like that. So I let you know what is happening, like ow, my tits were hit, things like that. So they're kind of like roadmaps in a way. And that's why they're called collaborations, because half of it is me and then half of it is a script. So months ago, I don't know when, I think it might have been in May, I had said that I wanted to do more BDSM scripts. And so I put out a call for those. And then this is one that I got from putting out that call. I sit on scripts for a while usually. So yes, I'm now getting around to using it. That's kind of the way it works. So yeah, it was written a while ago, but I'm performing it now. Which again, that's how it works a lot. But yeah, I thought this one was so hot. I really love it. I love the fact that she finds out afterwards it might not have been who she thought it was. Possibly. It might not have actually been her husband who did everything. I guess she'll never know. Now, if it was her husband, I mean, he did a really, really good job here. Because, you know, this is something that she can never picture him doing or anything. And he's really taking charge. And he's being aggressive and giving her what she wants. What she's asked for in the past, like, before this happened. I'm sure they have a safe word in place and all of that. Now, she's a lot like me. She loves pain and pleasure together. And that is why she just starts coming and 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 coming. And she just kind of like melts into this puddle of pleasure. And then from the anal too. And then I love how she wakes up with the blanket over her and the bottle of water. That's a nice touch. She did pass out, by the way, but I didn't really know how to show that. But she passed out from just all the pleasure. So now you know that happened too. Now, I've always been into the whole like BDSM master-slave thing. I've always thought that was pretty hot. So I was really drawn to this, of course. The other thing I really like, you know, if you're doing this for the first time with someone, it could be like, okay, you can go harder. You're kind of like instructing the person. But in this, like, she doesn't have to say anything. He is just like rough from the get-go and just going all out and has no fear. He is not holding back. He's not afraid of hurting her, probably because she's asked for that. Like, just give it all you got, and he's giving it to her. Now again, I mean, this might not be her husband, so it might be someone who's just like, I'm just gonna go use a woman for my own pleasure. But I mean, there's that bit of caring too, because at the end, you know, the blanket and the bottle of water, so I take it this is someone who does care about her. But there's that little bit of fear too at the end. Who was it who did this? You have to say, if you break into a house and find someone all tied up and ready to play with, if that was the case for the listener and this is like, oh, jackpot, then I mean, it's kind of their lucky day, I suppose. You never know. And this one, I went all out with my acting too, because there were extremes, like with the nipples, like being like totally overstretched with weights, and there's supposed to be the pain from that, and they're just like swinging around. And when I act things out, like I can feel everything too. That's something interesting that I can do when I perform, which might also seem why it seems so realistic, because I really do feel everything, and I perform something as if it's really happening to me, because it kind of is really happening to me. So this one was kind of difficult at first before like the pleasure really started to kick in. Cause I was just like, oh. And it was a really rough experience for me performing it, honestly. And then it got much, much easier when she started having all the orgasms. That's when it started getting way easier. And she just started like melting in pleasure, and that was great. But before that, with all the pain, oh, that was hard. This is kind of a rough one. So I'm glad it was not too long. Also, my throat is now messed up. So I gotta drink some tea from like all the screaming and like all the orgasming and all the everything.